It's here and now. Just two more days until the Olympics officially get started in Rio. Lots of attention will be paid to track and field, swimming, and gymnastics. But athletes in dozens of lower-profile sports are almost certain to bring home medals for the United States. Today in our series of conversations with Olympic medalists, we speak with fencer Seda Jacobson-Bobby, who won bronze in the individual women's saber event in Athens in 2004. She took home silver in the same event in 2008, as well as a bronze team medal that year in Beijing. Today, she's a mother of two, practicing law in Atlanta, Georgia. Seda, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So, Seda, let's go back to your first Olympics. You competed in Athens in 2004. It was the first time that your event, the individual saber, was included in the Games. For those of us not up on fencing, what is the individual saber competition? Describe it.
Well, first of all, I should explain that there are three different disciplines in fencing: foil, épée, and saber. Saber, which is my event, is the most fast-paced and explosive of the three. Touches are scored quickly with the cutting edge of the blade as opposed to the point. I think of it as comparable to a sprint in running. I think it's the most fun, but I might be biased.
You were only 21 back then in Athens. What was that like for you competing there?
It was surreal, and I think most people who go to the Olympics would describe it that way. It's like every competition that you've ever been to and no competition that you've ever been to. Everybody is so focused on making the Olympic team and competing in the Olympics that it has a very different feel to actually competing. It was quite an experience.
At what point did you decide to compete in Beijing? Because you were a college student at the time.
I didn't know going into this sport that I would ever be competing in the Olympics. When I started, my event, Women's Saber, was not an Olympic event. It was only around 2002, 2003, when it was determined that Women's Saber would be in the Athens Games, that I decided that I wanted to make a run for it. I was in college at the time. I knew that I would need to solely focus on fencing for at least a few semesters to really have a good shot at the team and at doing well at the games. That was sort of my path.
You grew up in a fencing family, as I understand it. Tell us about that.
That's right. My entire family has fenced at some point or another.
Really?
My dad started. Yeah, my dad started when he was in college as a college freshman, and was pulled into the fencing gym by a new coach there, who in fact is still the coach at Yale today, Henry Haritunian. Fell in love with it, competed in world championships in 1974. And then after he graduated, he sort of drifted away from the sport and came back to it again in 1996 when the Olympics were in Atlanta. His coach came down and stayed at our house, and coach told him about a club run by Arkady Berdan, who's my coach. My dad started going down there for fun, and lo and behold, the entire family got pulled into it.
You've got two children. You're going to get them into fencing?
Well, it might have already begun. I have a three-year-old and an eight-month-old, and we've already started taking the three-year-old over to the club on the weekends just to run him around a little bit. He's not actually fencing. He mostly just chases after tennis balls and basketballs and things like that. But he's definitely getting exposure to the sport.
Back to the Olympics. I mean, what was it like for you winning those medals in the two different games and then adjusting to sort of quote-unquote normal life back home?
It took a little while after 2008 when I knew that I was going to be leaving the sport to readjust to my new life. Fencing is such a travel-heavy sport to do it at a high level. You are constantly on an airplane living out of a suitcase going to some tournament or another overseas, and that really becomes your life. And in 2008, when I transitioned back to school and was no longer fencing, it took a little while to kind of redefine myself.
And when you left Beijing, as successful as you had been, did you sort of know that it was the end of your fencing career, your professional career?
I did. That was the plan going in. I knew that 2008 was going to be my last games. And as soon as I was done competing, I was going to be heading up to Michigan to start law school. I think that actually eased the transition a bit. But it still took a little bit of time while I was still very much identified myself as being a fencer, to go back to being a student.
Any lessons from fencing or training in the fencing profession that you use in the courtroom?
Oh, everything. Everything about fencing translates to every other part of my life. And I think especially, I'm a litigator, so I see parallels to fencing all the time. Every case is, it's like a bout in a way. You have your strategy, you have an opponent, you even have a referee. That's what I loved about the sport, and what I enjoy about law is that strategic aspect of it.
Do you still have connections to the sport and to your fellow Olympians?
Oh, absolutely. I still go over to the fencing club to say hello to everybody, see my coach, and that will always feel like home to me, and still keep up with my teammates. And I'm friends on Facebook with the women who I competed with for years from countries all over the world.
That's great. So in between your law practice and taking care of your kids, you going to have any time to watch the games in Rio?
I will make time.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Sada Jacobson-Bobby won Olympic medals in fencing at the 2004 and 2008 Olympics. She now practices law in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.